Welcome to Parc Jerry in Montreal, for the game between the Pittsburgh Pirates and the Montreal Expos. Here are the starting lineups. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Rennie Stennett. Batting second. The catcher, Manny Sanguilan. Batting third. The left fielder, Richie Zisk. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Willie Stargell. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Bill Robinson. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Dave Parker. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Richie Hebner. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Frank Tavares. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bruce Giesen. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Bruce Giesen. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jerry White. Batting second. The left fielder, Jim Dwyer. Batting third. The first baseman, Mike Jorgensen. Batting fourth. The catcher, Gary Carter. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Larry Parrish. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Tim Foley. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Jim Little. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Pete Mackinnon. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Woody Fryman. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Woody Fryman. And now, play ball. Rennie Stennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stennett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Manny Sanguilan is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Sanguilan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fryman fields it and throws to first for the out. Stennett moves to second. One out. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Zisk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Stargell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Jerry White is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. White hits a pop-up towards first. Stargell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Dwyer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stennett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Jorgensen hits a fly ball into left field. Zisk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Robinson is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Parker is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Parker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mackinnon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mackinnon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Keeson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stennett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Keeson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Tavares hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mackinnon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bruce Keeson is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Keeson strikes out. Two outs. Rennie Stennett is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Stennett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Stennett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Jim Little is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Little hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pete Mackinnon is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Mackinnon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hebner throws to second for one, and Stennett throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Mackinnon moves to second. One out. Woody Fryman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fryman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stennett fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mackinnon moves to third. Jerry White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hebner fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Hebner. Mackinnon scores. Fryman moves to third. White moves to second. That run is unearned. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 1-0, Expos. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 0-for-1 in the game. Dwyer hits a fly ball into center field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Fryman tags and scores. White tags and moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 2-0, Expos. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 0-for-1 in the game. Jorgensen takes first base on ball 4. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Carter is 0-for-1 in the game. Carter is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Manny Sanguillan is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Sanguillan is 0-for-1 in the game. Sanguillan hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of White. Sanguillan reaches second base with a double. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Zisk is 0-for-1 in the game. Zisk hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Dwyer. Zisk reaches second base with a double. Sanguillan scores. It's 2-1, Expos. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 0-for-1 in the game. Stargell is hit by the pitch. Bill Robinson is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Zisk moves to third. Stargell moves to second. Dave Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Parker is 0-for-1 in the game. Parker strikes out. One out. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Hebner is 0-for-1 in the game. Hebner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Zisk scores. Stargell moves to third. Robinson moves to second. It's Pirates, 2, Expos, 2. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Tavares is 0-for-1 in the game. Tavares hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Expos 2. The Expos will come to bat. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Parrish is 0 for 1 in the game. Parrish hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Parrish. The throw from Sanguillan and he is out, Tavares applying the tag. One out. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Foley is 0 for 1 in the game. Foley hits a fly ball into center field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Little is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Little is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Little hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stargell scoops it up and throws to first, with Keeson covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Expos 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Bruce Keeson is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Keeson is 0 for 1 in the game. Keeson strikes out. One out. Rennie Stennett is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Stennett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Stennett hits a fly ball into center field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manny Sanguillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanguillan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Sanguillan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Zisk hits a fly ball into right field. Little settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Expos 2. The Expos will come to bat. Pete Mackinnon is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Mackinnon is 0 for 1 in the game. Mackinnon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stennett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Woody Fryman is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Fryman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Fryman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavares scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry White is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. White is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. White hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stennett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Expos 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Stargell hits a fly ball into right field. Little settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Robinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Parker is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Parker is 0 for 2 in the game. Parker strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Expos 2. The Expos will come to bat. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Dwyer is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Dwyer takes first base on ball 4. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Jorgensen hits a fly ball into center field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Carter, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Carter is 0 for 2 in the game. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hebner fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Expos 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hebner hits a fly ball into center field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Tavares is 0 for 2 in the game. Tavares hits a pop-up towards short. Foley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bruce Kieson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Kieson is 0 for 2 in the game. Kieson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Expos 2. The Expos will come to bat. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Parrish is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Parrish takes first base on ball 4. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Foley is 0 for 2 in the game. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stennett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Parrish moves to second. One out. Jim Little is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Little is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Little strikes out. Two outs. Pete Mackinnon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mackinnon is 0 for 2 in the game. Mackinnon hits a fly ball into right field. Parker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Expos 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Rennie Stennett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Stennett is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Stennett hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fryman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Manny Sanguillan is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Sanguillan is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Sanguillan hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Little, who is chasing the ball. Sanguillan reaches third base with a triple. Richie Zisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zisk is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Zisk hits a fly ball into right field. Little settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Sanguillan tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-2, Pirates. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Stargell is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Stargell takes first base on ball 4. Bill Robinson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Robinson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Stargell moves to third. Dave Parker is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Parker is 0 for 3 in the game. Parker hits a fly ball into right field. Little settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Expos 2. The Expos will come to bat. Jose Morales pinch hits for Woody Fryman. Jose Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pepe Manguel pinch runs for Jose Morales. Jerry White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. White bunts towards the mound. Kieson fields it and throws to first for the out. Manguel moves to second. one out. Jim Dwyer is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Dwyer is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Dwyer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Keeson fields it and throws to first for the out. Manghul moves to third. Two outs. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Jorgensen is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Jorgensen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stennett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Expos 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Fred Sherman now pitching. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Hebner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hebner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Tavares is 0 for 3 in the game. Tavares hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bob Robertson pinch hits for Bruce Keeson. Bob Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Tavares. The throw from Carter, and Mackinnon drops the ball. That's a stolen base and an error. Bob Robertson batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Robertson hits a fly ball into center field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Tavares tags and scores. Two outs. It's 4-2, Pirates. Rennie Stennett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stennett is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Stennett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Manny Sanguillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Sanguillan is 3 for 4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a triple. Sanguillan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates 4, and the Expos 2. The Expos will come to bat. Dave Justy now pitching. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Carter is 0 for 3 in the game. Carter strikes out. 1 out. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Parrish is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Parrish takes first base on ball 4. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0 for 3 in the game. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stennett fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Jim Little is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Little is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Little hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Foley moves to second. Pete Mackinnon is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Mackinnon is 0 for 3 in the game. Mackinnon hits a fly ball into center field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Pittsburgh Pirates, 4, and Montreal Expos, 2. Goodbye from Park Jerry in Montreal.